for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 90% chance for rain with a high of 60. Tonight, 60% chance for rain with a low of 52. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Closings and cancellations in light of the coronavirus pandemic continue to roll in. Fairfield citywide cleanup that was scheduled for this Saturday has been postponed. The Edwards County School District has also canceled its preschool roundup. Those screenings were set to take place on March 30th and 31st. No makeup date for either event has been set. The Albion First United Methodist Church will have no services or activities through the end of the month. Providence General Baptist Church near Johnsonville will have no services this weekend. Victory Outreach Christian Center will suspend all services until March 29th, and the Wesleyan Church of Fairfield will not have Sunday services for the remainder of the month. King's Chapel Church in Fairfield will not hold services this Sunday, and it will also postpone its revival that was scheduled for next week. In addition, Compassion Pregnancy Center in Fairfield will be closed this week, and its banquet that was scheduled for March 27th has been postponed to September 18th. The Albion Moose Lodge has canceled its biscuit and gravy breakfast, which was scheduled for March 28th. Hope Ministries Food Pantry will be open at 9 a.m. this Saturday. It asks everyone to remain in their vehicles as food is distributed in a drive-through fashion. There will be no need to bring any containers this month, as the food will be packaged and boxed. People will be available to help with organization. A full list of cancellations can be found by clicking on the cancellations banner on WFIWradio.com. More news next.
Get the good stuff!
Springtime is battery season here at Knapp Auto Parts. We have lawn and garden batteries starting at $23.99, marine batteries starting at $89.99, and golf cart batteries are starting at $99.99. Come down and see us for your spring needs at your Fairfield and Wayne City Napa locations. And as always, if you buy a set of wiper blades, we'll install them for free. That's at Knapp Auto Parts, where you get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Beat the heat of student debt. Get a head start on your college degree with summer classes at Frontier Community College. Choose from a variety of courses, including astronomy, U.S. history, speech, psychology, and many more. Classes begin in June and meet for 8 weeks, and day and evening options are available. With some of the lowest tuition rates in the state, you can complete your education while saving time and money. Visit our website for the complete schedule and call 842-3711 to start the registration process.
In other news, two people were sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court recently. 20-year-old Fairfield resident James Kincart pleaded guilty last week to a count of theft over $500. Kincart was sentenced to 2 years special section probation for the Class 3 felony, along with time served and 40 hours of public service work. A separate count was dismissed per his plea, and Kincart was ordered to pay $2,635 in fines and court costs. 33-year-old Crossville resident Tiffany L. Whitley pleaded guilty yesterday to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. She was also sentenced to 2 years special section probation, time served, and 40 hours of public service work for the Class 3 felony. Whitley was ordered to pay $190 in fines and court costs. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently entered the residence of Zachary Wheeler in Fairfield and caused a large amount of damage. Anyone with information on the incident or other incidents around the area should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of February. Troopers in District 19 recorded 1,348 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 482 citations and 1,119 written warnings, including 262 speeding citations, 4 DUIs, 26 occupant restraint citations, 15 criminal arrests, and 383 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 320 citations and 475 written warnings for Fatal Four violations, including DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 49 motorists, conducted 133 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 27 traffic crashes. There was one fatal traffic crash investigated by District 19 last month. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Governor J.B. Pritzker has activated the Illinois National Guard to help with the state's response to the coronavirus. According to a National Guard Facebook post, the governor activated approximately 60 service members, including 43 airmen from the Peoria-based 182nd Airlift Wing's Medical Group and 17 planners and liaison officers from the Army and Air National Guards. The move came after state officials confirmed 55 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. One-term state representative Darren Bailey won convincingly over Jeff Fleming in the Republican primary for 55th District State Senator. Bailey won 3-1 in the district and handily beat the only attorney in Wayne County with 3,165 votes to Fleming's 456. Bailey called into the radio station after his victory last night.
The people of the 55th Senate District and the 109th, they sent a message. They sent a message that we're tired of the establishment and that we want reform, and they're not going to put up this nonsense they're hearing anymore. So, and I think that was a vote of confidence of the work that I've been doing in the 109. So, yes, I am thrilled. I thank the supporters and the voters of the 109th and of the 110th to the north, the 55th Senate District, and I look forward to getting to know everyone in the Northern District.
Bailey will not have a Democratic opponent and will succeed longtime Mattoon Senator Dale Ryder following the November election. Bailey's endorsed replacement as 109th District Representative, Adam Niemerg, defeated Richland County Sheriff Andy Hires. Niemerg had a sizable lead district-wide and won by a 2-1 margin in Wayne County. He is a Totopolis native who resides in rural Dietrich and works for Country Financial. In Edwards County, there was one race for county commissioner. Incumbent Dwayne Lear beat challenger John Weber 870-458. Mark Curtis has full Edwards County results.
Once again, in the Republican county commissioner's race, only one contested race in the county, and that was for county commissioner on the Republican ticket. The incumbent, Dwayne Lear, has defeated challenger John Weber. Lear received 870 votes to Weber's 458 votes. This is with 12 of 12 precincts reporting. The only thing that would be different would be a few write-in candidate votes that could come in, but otherwise, and possibly some absentees, but not enough to make a difference here. Once again, Lear, 870 votes to Weber's 458 votes. In the other interesting races, for State Senator Darren Bailey, he received 1,252 to Jeff Fleming's 123 votes. Adam Niemerg over Andy Hires. Niemerg has 758 votes to Hires' 580 votes. So that's interesting there. Donald Trump received 1,335 votes. De La Fuente received 29 votes. On the Democrat side, no contested races except for, of course, President. Joe Biden received 139 votes, and Bernie Sanders received 63 votes. Once again, as we said, that's the only contested race on the Democrat side. No one else really was, no local contested races on the Democrat ticket. And once again, Overstreet, 992 votes to Barberis, 198 votes. Bowie over Ruelco, 641 to 451. Partridge, 698 votes compared to Courtney Cox, 283, and Scott Quinn, 271 votes. Once again, this is 12 of 12 precincts reporting. 36.68% of the total number of registered voters went to the polls and voted today. 1,391 Republicans and 234 Democrats. Reporting for the news leader from Election Central at the Edwards County Courthouse, this is Mark Curtis.
In the 15th Congressional District races, Mary Miller won handily on the Republican side, and the Democrats nominated Erica Weaver. In the U.S. Senate race, incumbent Dick Durbin was unopposed on the Democratic side. Mark Curran Jr. won the GOP nomination and will oppose Durbin in the November general election. Former Vice President Joe Biden won in a romp over Senator Bernie Sanders for the state's Democratic presidential nomination. Justice David Overstreet defeated John Barbaras in the Republican primary to fill Justice Lloyd Carmier's vacancy on the state Supreme Court. Full Wayne and Edwards County primary results may be found on our news headlines page. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees met last night and selected Dr. Ryan Gower to serve as chancellor for the district. Gower had served as president of Lincoln Trail College since July of 2016. He will assume the role of chancellor and replace interim CEO Marilyn Holt effective May 11th. The board also approved a bid for a remodel of Frontier's Mason Hall Medical Lab. The total cost of the project was estimated at $61,559. It also approved the employment of Justin Young as an office assistant at FCC, effective March 30th. In other matters, trustees approved dual credit agreements between the IECC and high school districts, and they approved a resolution providing for the issue of general obligation community bonds for altering and repairing the district's physical facilities. Trustees' next regular meeting will be held at Olney Central College on April 21st. State Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike reminds the public that not everyone with respiratory symptoms like cough and shortness of breath needs to be tested for COVID-19. Similarly, not everyone infected with novel coronavirus needs medical treatment. She says she wants to ensure those at higher risk of severe illness are prioritized for testing so they can receive the medical care they need. With that in mind, she asks people with mild symptoms to stay at home so the healthcare system is not overwhelmed. Current information suggests most COVID-19 illness is mild, but older people and those with severe chronic medical conditions like heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes seem to be at a higher risk of developing serious illness. She says it is crucial contact with such vulnerable people be limited. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has established an alternate care site respiratory clinic in a tent on the Medical Arts Complex parking lot. The clinic will be open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for anyone with signs and symptoms of a respiratory illness. After 8 p.m. and on weekends, patients with symptoms should report to the emergency department. Signs and symptoms include a temperature of 100.4 degrees or higher, shortness of breath, new or worsening cough, or exposure to a person with a confirmed diagnosis of COVID-19. Dr. Christopher Ballard says several coronavirus tests have been conducted in Fairfield.
In Wayne County, there are no positive patients with COVID-19. We have tested a couple prior today and then several today. Most of those, I would say, are precautionary. A few of those have had significant travel and symptoms that could be influenza or could be COVID-19. The turnaround time on those tests is anywhere from 1 to 4 days, so we're still waiting on a few of those.
FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams says she should have bed space should the need arise.
Right now, the President of the United States has declared this a national emergency, and based upon that, all of the licensing things that we have to go through to get a bed license for the hospital have been waived. So every bed, every unit, every wing that we've got in our facility, we are now allowed to put patients in there. So I will have a plethora of beds. My issue is going to be how much staff do I have? Because we normally like to see about 25 patients on our med-surg ICU unit and about 25 patients on our skilled care unit. So that's what we're staffed for. So if all of a sudden that we have 50 patients on med-surg ICU, I'm going to have to be scrambling for nurses.
The hospital has also announced several other changes, as patients coming into FMH will be limited to one visitor with them at all times. Visitors will be screened upon entry, and they may be asked to wear a mask or wait outside in their vehicle, depending on the screening results. When possible, patients should go to FMH by themselves to help limit the risk of exposure. Anyone under the age of 18 is prohibited from entering the facility unless they are the patient being seen that day. In addition, the FMH cafeteria will be closed to the public until further notice, starting this afternoon at 1:30. Meal service will be available to FMH patients and staff, as well as for visitors there with a loved one. The FMH Meals on Wheels program will continue to deliver. Effective today, Fairfield National Bank has restricted lobby access due to COVID-19, and the change will continue until further notice. Drive-through services should be used at all FNB locations for as many transactions as possible. In-lobby appointments may be made for customers that cannot be served in the drive-through, such as for loans, new accounts, safe deposits, change orders, and large deposits or withdrawals. Appointments may be made by contacting the appropriate FNB location in Fairfield, Wayne City, or Grayville. FNB also urges people to use its night drop and digital banking services. The night drop will be checked on an hourly basis during regular banking hours during the period of restricted lobby access. Digital tools allow customers 24/7 account access. Those needing assistance with enrolling in or utilizing such services should contact their nearest FNB location. The bank also reminds people to stay vigilant and that FNB will never contact them to request any personal credentials or account information. It says people should be on the lookout for suspicious calls, emails, text messages, fraudulent donation sites, or medical supply scams, and they should never share their passwords with anyone. Multiple blood drives are scheduled in the coming days in Fairfield. The Community of Christ Church will hold its second drive of the year today until 5:30 in its Family Life Center. Anyone looking to schedule an appointment can call 838-9873. FMH will partner with the American Red Cross for a blood drive on April 14th. The hospital's drive will run from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the FMH Educational Annex building. The hospital says blood is a perishable product that can only come from volunteer donors, and someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds. People looking to register for the FMH drive can register at redcrossblood.org or by calling Shauna Williams at 847-8242. As of late last week, the Red Cross says the country was short 17,500 units of blood products, but blood donation is a safe process. At each drive, employees follow thorough safety protocols, including wearing gloves and personal protective gear, wiping down donor-touched areas after each collection, using sterile collection sets for each donation, and arm scrubbing. The Red Cross says no data or evidence shows COVID-19 can be transmitted via blood transfusion, though it has implemented new deferrals out of an abundance of caution if individuals meet certain criteria. Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced the first coronavirus-related death in Illinois. The victim is a woman in her 60s from Chicago who had an underlying medical condition. She tested positive earlier this month, according to IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
You have heard me say it before, but it bears repeating. If you are sick, stay home if you have mild symptoms. If your symptoms get significantly worse and you have a complicating underlying medical condition, call your doctor and then discuss whether you need to seek medical care in person.
Governor Pritzker says there has also been an outbreak at a long-term care facility in DuPage County.
Tests so far have revealed 22 positive confirmed cases, 18 residents and 4 staff members. All of the individuals who have tested positive are now isolated at the facility or at a hospital, and visitors have been restricted.
As of this morning, Illinois had 160 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in 15 counties. Illinois is set to receive a significant amount of rainfall over the next week, according to DTN Chief Ag Meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
Over the next 7 days, from about Peoria south, we're going to see possibly 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. And you get into the southern quarter of the state, south of Carbondale, there could be even heavier amounts of rain than that. And this is going to be part of a wide area of the south central U.S. that's going to be very wet during the next week. And, you know, soils are saturated. We know that. There's already some flooding, some river basin flooding in the Illinois River system and parts of the Mississippi Valley. This is going to enhance that. And it obviously means that we are not going to see an early start to the spring field work season for this year. I'm still holding out some optimism that we're not going to have the exact set of circumstances repeating themselves that we had a year ago, but it is going to be a slow start to spring.
Anderson says it won't be one event bringing all the rain over the next 7 days, as he predicts as many as three different weather systems will impact parts of the state. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graverpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Tom at Greenwood Pest Control is busy making sure all of his customers are taken care of for year-round pest control. Greenwood Pest Control in Flora would like to remind everyone that they're locally owned and operated. Call today at 618-662-3091 and get on the year-round protection plan from Greenwood Pest Control in Flora. They are located at 8177 Hickory Hill Lane. Currently in Fairfield, it is 49. We have received 34 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 19,576, down 1,660. The NASDAQ is at 6,966, down 368. April crude oil is at $22.27. That is down $4.70. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 75-year-old Sisney resident Darlene Murphy died Monday morning. She had been the secretary for Wabash Valley Service Company in Sisney. Darlene Murphy is survived by daughters Michelle Michael of Effingham and Debbie Pope of Fairfield, seven grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Darlene Murphy was cremated, and memorial services will be held at a later date. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is assisting the family. 60-year-old Carmi resident Paul Lee Prater died on Sunday. Paul Prater is survived by his wife, Linda, eight children, three siblings, and several grandchildren. Services for Paul Prater will be held at 2 p.m. on Sunday at New Life Apostolic Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 12:30 to service time. Burial will be in Melrose Cemetery. Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by your friends at WFIW. Stay tuned for the latest information.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, a 90% chance for rain and a high today of 60. A 60% chance for rain tonight, a low of 52, and an 80% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 70. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Cloudy skies on Friday with a high of 62 and low of 30. Partly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 45 and low of 30. And mostly cloudy on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 45 with a low around 35.